Rabbi Motti Posen.
The fruit giveaway, Cholent. Someone told me Sunday is not the right day to discuss Cholent. People need a full week to get over their Cholent. Call it Kugel then. Fruit giveaway, Kugel maybe. The Gemara on Shabbos discusses if someone was over and did one of the Lamatas Melachas on Shabbos. Someone is over is on Shabbos, he does a Melacha. Either he makes money without money, he wants to buy stuff, he builds himself a house, fixes his car, makes himself a salad, be'issa. What's the halacha with this production, this money, the stuff he's made? What's the halacha with it? And the Gemara says, if it was over be'mezid, it's also la'olam. Someone who does an issa daraisa on Shabbos be'mezid, he knows it's also, says, I don't care, I'm doing a malacha. It's also la'olam. You can't have an off from it. Which presents a major problem, many people in Eretz Yisrael in particular. You have a person who's not from, and all his life he's busy, Shabbos afternoon he has off work, and he's built himself a house for many years, or he's fixing himself his car and his garage over a period of time, or he's making money, and then one day he hears a shiur, he sees a paper, joins a seminar, becomes from, and now he wants to know, can he live in this house he built for 10 years, Be'issa on Shabbos, what can he do now? It's also La'ilam, fixes himself a car. It's also la'ilam, you can't have an off from this, what he's made. Even if he would sell it and use the money, anyhow, an off from what he's produced over Shabbos is also la'ilam, which is a major problem. Most people here are probably not doing any issa b'mezes on Shabbos. However, someone does the issa b'shoigeg. What's the halach if he does b'shoigeg? You very innocently take a cucumber out of your salad, you don't like cucumbers, issa boyer on Shabbos, issa d'oraisa. On Shabbos, what do you do now? As b'shoigeg, you forgot, you were unaware, you didn't realize. Now, can you eat the salad? Anyone who lamtas melachos, chayr, zireya, klitz, ma'am, medosh, bori, losh, straight through the lamtas melachos, any melach you do on Shabbos, be'issa, can you have a no from this? Being again, many scenarios, people do something by mistakes, which is the lion by mistake, you're unaware, you forget. Can you have a no from this? So the Gemara brings the machlokes, Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. Rameh says it's mutav to have an or from this. That the Chazal said you can't have an or from a Maisa Shabbos is only by mezid. You specifically decide that you want to be over, you are mezid. That's when Chazal asked it. However, by a shoigeg, there's no knas of Chazal and you mutav to have an or from. Oh, there's a shalik v'kdeishiyazu kunt Rameh. Sorry, not contrary. Rameh holds mut anyway. A contrary Bihuda, Rabbi Yehuda holds also to have an off from on Shabbos. And after Shabbos, it could be a fake day. Shabbos, it depends what Malach he did. That's the Machlokes. Rabbi Yehuda holds it's also to have an off from this on Shabbos. And Rameh holds muta. Now, Be'ika, Kirushainim, the Shulchan Aruch, Paskins, like Rabbi Yehuda, it's also to have an off. Which means you have your salad again on Shabbos and you pull out the tomato, the cucumber, something you don't like. You did the mice of Boira. The salad is now also for you to have till after Shabbos. Or any Malach you do. We're talking about the Raisis here, we'll get to Drabon in a minute. Any malach you do, Shacharach Paskins, is also to have an offer from this on Shabbos. And if it does happen, the light goes on, something like that, check to Shalev the Raisa, sometimes it could be as in Drabon, depends on the matzah is. You don't use that room, or that food, or whatever you did. The Mishmur brings, B'mokim Tzorech Kodl, there's a gone who passes like Rameh, and B'mokim Tzorech, someone has a big salad, and it's all they've got, they're really stuck. The mutter to have an off. Oh, what's left? You've been sacking the salad. Well, you've taken out. I don't know, that's not really the mice of Boyer.
Yeah,
if you want it, the oichel, right? But if you do any of these malachas, if you're really stuck, b'diavad, they bring the poiskim came right, b'diavad means mamash b'diavad, you're stuck, it's your cholent, it's your challah, something which without it, your main structure, your sudd is missing, then Chazal will make to have an off from this. But normally, if it's an extra, something you don't mamash need, don't have it on Shabbos, that's the ikah halacha, like the Shulchan Aruch, persons like Rabbi Yehuda, it's also. I was once talking to a Rav, and a bocha came along, And the Bacha told the Rav that his cholam was burning out on Shabbos. And he asked a Rav, and from what he understood, the Rav that he could take water from the tap and add it into the cholam on Shabbos. So the Rav Asbid was thinking and thinking a few minutes. So I asked him, what are you thinking so long about? What's the shayla? He said, I'm clearing if the Bacha needs to bring a korban or just the Rav needs to bring a korban. If the Rav brings the chatos, his might be chulim ba'azara. He was clearing who needs to bring the korban. But it definitely is the rice in his case. And this cholam would be also to have an off from. It was b'shoi geek, it would be mutaf to Shabbos, it would be also la'ilam. If it would be a mamokim tzoyach, godel, then maybe they'll be mekel, because the Mishra brings the gun, if he's stuck, he could be mekel. I was eating by someone Shabbos morning once, and they were serving schnitzels with sauce. So I asked him, how do you get sauce hot Shabbos morning? It's a liquid, you know, bishlach, bishl, davalach, the Ramal's chesh for bishl. How do you have this liquid? So he told me, don't worry, I put it on top of the cholam pot and put it straight on. So I told him that avoids the problem of Sheikh Zarat Mona. But he got bishul, he heated this liquid, it was cold a few hours ago, now it's hot, what do you do? And he didn't realize, he was completely unaware there was a problem. So now I was thinking, what do I do with this sauce? If I don't take sauce, it looks quite bad. Embarrassing him, it was over on Shabbos. If I do take, could be also to have an offering. So you got to always wear the scenario to see many times this food, whatever it is, usually food's most nagir, is a problem to have on Shabbos. We also about know.
Why didn't you put your finger in it discreetly?
To see,
it's
yeah, it was hot. I mean, well, if it wasn't hot, then he defeated the. I mean, I could have waited till it cooled down, and then you would have lost the game. Okay, so we're going to discuss if it helps to wait till it cools down. But generally speaking, you've got to always check. So if it's daraisa, b'meiz as loylam, b'diavad. If you're stuck, you can have an offer. But once by drabonon, someone does it is the drabonon on Shabbos. What happens then? So there's machleik mishpuros mekel chaznish is machme chaznish is not always machme, depends what cases, but there are klal the mainstream sackers to take on by drabonos were mekel, so once we machme the chaznish, there are times chaznish says you shouldn't ever know, but the ikka drabonos were mekel. Now all this applies to deraisas drabonos, fairly simple. However, there's one type of drabonon. Again, it's only drabonon we're discussing. Nevertheless, Chazal gave it such a severity and said that this drabonon is also even b'shoikeg, even b'dievet, you're stuck, you've got no other food, and you did it by mistake, and you didn't realize this drabonon is also across the board, and there is no hetero at all to have a nor from this food on Shabbos. And that is the malacha drabonon of Shehiyah, Chazar, and Ratmana. The drabonons of Bishul. If you're over one of the drabonons of Bishul, Chazal worried it comes to food and people get carried away and they're not sure what they're doing. Chazal said, the drabonons of Bishul is also across the board, whatever the scenario is, and it's mutar achar Shabbos. So if this would happen on Shabbos, on one of these melachas, you wait till after Shabbos, and after Shabbos you're okay to eat it. So we'll try and discuss exactly how the melachas are nagiyah. I've got about 12 stories here which happened. Most of them happened to me or someone I know, and I wrote down these stories to try and put together all the various halachas negir to Sheikh Hazar Atmana. The first shayla is, I remember someone came to me just for Shabbos, and he had his crock pot full of stuff, his meat, beans, potatoes, everything in his crock pot, and he told me he forgot to switch it on, he forgot to cook it, and now it's a minute for Shkia, his stuff's all raw. What can he do now? We know Shehiyah means that you have a pot on the flame, on the heat source, and Shabbos comes in, and it's not cooked, it has to be cooked a third or a half, slightly cooked already, but you would eat it. But if it's completely raw, this food is also to leave on the flame on Shabbos without a blech. That's where blech comes in. The main idea of a blech is you want to put raw food on before Shabbos without a blech is also. With a blech is mutter. He was in his crock pot. So let's take on a crock pot. Needs a blech. Well, it does, it doesn't. There was a share last week or 2 weeks ago about it. Let's take on it. Does need. So to put this challen on raw before Shabbos is the chorus of Shia. And if you would do it, the chorus would also have an offer. So he wants to know, is there any Eitza, is there any Heta? Can you get around this problem of putting on just for Shabbos? He wants to have challenge Shabbos morning and it's all raw. So the first thing to know is, in this case, the Bi'alacha says you could be Mekel. The Bi'alacha says if it's food for the next morning, if it's only for Shabbos morning, you could be Mekel. There are shittas that hold. The whole Eitza is only for Friday night of Shia, because you might come to stoke it. But it's for Shabbos morning, you're relaxed, you're not worried, you leave me for Shabbos morning. And therefore the Bi'alacha says if you did it, you could be Mekel. But the shayla is, can he do it lachatchila? If he did it already and switched it on, and now it's Shabbos, once more can he eat it? But the average around the bealacha. But now it was before he did it. Can he switch on this challan before Shabbos, completely raw without a blech? So there's one famous hetzah the Gemara gives of Kedir Chaisa, which means a raw pot when you put food on which is completely raw. So Chazal said, you're not going to come to touch it because it's so raw, and whatever you do, you start stoking this thing up. It's nothing's going to make a difference. It's so raw, it takes such a long time to cook. And therefore, there's no problem. However, this only applies to something that takes a long time to cook, because most stuff today, if you do mess around, put the flame a bit higher, add on another flame, it will cook. So it's very rare today to have this, that make this halacha applicable in any case. Besides, there's two tonight. Number one, tonight it's got to be raw when Shabbos comes in, which means you got to switch on just before Shkia. Put on even a few minutes before Shkia, will be slightly cooked by Shkia comes. It's got to be completely raw, which by a crock pot is better, because a crock pot takes time till it gets going. So put on a few minutes before Shkia, will take to be completely raw usually. And number two is, it's got to be, there's not ready to eat by the time you eat Friday night. So normally Friday night meal can be within, from Shkia till you finish your Friday night meal, it could be 3 hours, maybe longer. It's got to be by the end of that time period, or when you normally finish your meal, it's got to be the food is not ready to eat. Which again, by a crock pot, maybe no get. Could be that if it's a slow cooker, it's like it was slow. So you'll be completely raw by Shkia, and by the time you normally eat your Friday night meal, it's still not ready to eat. So you would have the head to clear chayseh many times, and that would be the head you'd have to rely on. But if you wouldn't have the head to clear chayseh, it would be slightly cooked, and he didn't have a blech, this cholam would now be also to eat on Shabbos. You take it off. Chaznish says you got to take it off every minute you leave on his Issa of Shehiyah. You take off your cholam, put it in the fridge, and after Shabbos you can get going again. But to eat this food on Shabbos would be also. Oh, the Chaznish asks that it's muktzah. Chaznish says, how can he take it off? This pot's muktzah now. Seeing it's also ending, it's also to eat in muktzah. The famous Shali once spoke about, somebody the Sheva Brachas and laid it all out as an Eretz Yisrael. And if you've got to take challah from the challahs, I know in Eretz Yisrael there's no eitzah, you can't eat and then take challah like in Chutzlaret, but you can. So there is challahs, were all muktzah. Any food you can't have an offer from is muktzah. The tables were abbasis, and the tablecloths was a problem as well. So here too, you're going to have a problem. This cholam pot is now muktzah. So Chazanish says, how can you take off? One hand you got to take off, it's a shia, leaving on is also. Take it off is muktzah, what do you do? Let's take off the shinui. Okay, it's pretty hard, especially if the pot's hot. So Chazanish says, it's better to be over the issa muktzah, which is one issa, than to leave on, because as you're leaving on, it's continuing a long issa, which is much worse. Therefore, Chazanish said, you must take off the issa rather than leave it on. Sorry?
Somebody else can't do it for you.
Well, if it's muktzah, well, we must allow him, we've been someone who's. Well, yeah, but it could be here, Chazanish is saying that every second is on, so the quicker you get this thing off, the better. So you don't bother waiting around, just take it off, and be over this muktzah, rather than be over this shia.
Can somebody else?
No. Oh, someone else.
Yeah.
Could be not, because it's not their problem. You over this a shia. Could be the person that puts on should take off. Yeah. Or at least the people who are intended for all have the same din. Okay. So that's the story of the crock pot. The guy that didn't have chana that week, unless it was taken slow and it didn't heat up properly. The main reason inspired me to give this shia was I had a shayla myself a few weeks ago. Shabbos cholamoid sukkos. I was away first days, I came home just for Shabbos. It was busy, and took the stuff out of the freezer, put it all ready, all food on the side, and I went out to davening. My wife told me she lit the candles. Suddenly she smelled burning inside. The soup had burnt away, kugel and chicken were all sitting on the side, hadn't even gone on. All my food was out, it was stuck there. What do we do? No food for Shabbos. Now, this is not a problem of Shehiyah. Shehiyah is when you put it on and it's raw before Shabbos. This is a problem of Chazara. The next side of Chazara, on the scene of Lechatchila, putting a pot on a flame, on a heat source, on Shabbos. So this kugel and chicken was sitting on the side. The soup had burnt out, that was gone. But the chicken, kugel, what do we do with that? It's all cold. We've got a problem on the scene of Lechatchila or Chazara, whatever you want to call it, on Shabbos, putting on a heat source. What do we do now? So, I was in Marav at the time. My wife took it across the road to my parents-in-law, who live across the road from me. I have my personalized Erev, so I didn't. No one needs to worry. But I took it across the road, and my wife put it in my parents-in-law's oven, which was off, but still hot. Now, what din does that have? You have an oven which is off, but still hot. Has it got a din of an oven? If it has a din of an oven, shil chazara, or nasin lachatchila on Shabbos. If it has a din of, it's not an oven anymore, then it'll be mutter. So, the Rishonim already explained that any heat source, any oven, you got a tanner or a kiram, any sort of heat source, as long as it's still hot, over the heat of Yad Seledes Boy, has a din of an oven. And once it cools down, then it's not got a din of an oven anymore. So this oven was still hot, That's the famous hetter. If someone's flame goes out, or hot plate switches off, as long as it's still hot, the heat source, not the pot, the heat source, the hot plate is still hot, you can take and put it on something else. Because as long as it's still hot, just like you have a thermostat, it goes on and off, so when it's off, you're going to say it's not an oven anymore. Of course it's still an oven. As long as the element is hot enough to warm food, has the din of an oven still, and therefore to take it off and put it somewhere else would be okay. But in my case, the way around, to put it in for the first time, it was osta. So what happened, when the food went in the oven, it was done by issa. The oven had still got a din of an oven, it was still had tzeledes boy, and therefore to put this food in the oven was osta. So now we did the issa of chazara and Shabbos. So what do you do now? We said, anytime you have a shir chazara atman on Shabbos, the food's osa, the whole Shabbos.
Why is it chazara?
Chazara
is only when you cook it.
Chazara is either you take something off and put it back on, or you put something on. The issa chazara is not taking off. Issa chazara is putting something onto a heat source. Either it took off and put on, or you just put on. Either way, it's going onto a heat source on Shabbos. Okay, chazara is the chiddush. Nisin lechatchil is much more posher. Because he's taking something out of the fridge and putting on a heat source on Shabbos. Chazara the chiddush is even though it came from a heat source, you still have to put it back on. Oh, we'll discuss in a minute, hot or cold. So Dvailah, in our case, this stuff was cold. This food now has a mice of chazara on Shabbos. It's out, my soup had burnt away. My chicken and kugel was now also to eat. It was a very sad state of affairs. I was very stuck. What do you do now? So, there's two types of situations really, where there is chazor is negir, and the rest of the times it's muta. The first type is where the food was mashpich, the food improved through his ma'is chazor. That means the food, the mashpich, he had hot food and put it back on be'issa. So it was hot, he took it off, put it back on be'issa, in a scenario where it wasn't muta, he had no blech, something like that, and he put it back on. Now this food, if it didn't improve, there's no issa chazara, because the gain that you got by putting back on is virtually not there, because it was hot before, it's hot now, it didn't improve. But it was something like a cholent that got better and better, mstabi viofala, a cholent improves over time, such a thing is going to be awesome, because there you have you could see the gain, the cholent tasted on a certain level, you took it off, put it back on. Through the ma'is chazara, you improved your cholent to a level that you didn't have before, you achieved a new state of taste. And therefore, this food is asa. So, if you have a food, marshal, chicken, you can say lechoya is not much, not mustan viyofala. It doesn't necessarily get better. Okay, some people say maybe it does. But if it doesn't get better, this chalent, this chicken, the mutter to eat, because what you gained, there was nothing really that you had to gain from. However, that's only when it was hot and you took it off and put it back on without it getting better. With my case, it was cold. So even though I didn't improve in the taste, but I improved in the heat, I acquired a state of heat that wasn't beforehand. Before it was cold, now it's hot. Therefore, even though the food didn't improve to a better level of taste, however, there's a different gain I had. I achieved the level of heat, which I didn't have beforehand. So this chicken, kugel, l'cheya, is still going to be osa to have an offer on Shabbos. It didn't gain in the quality, however, it gained in the heat. So therefore, back to the drawing board, what do I do now? This chicken and kugel, Friday night, stuck. L'cheya is stuck. Sorry? No, only no. That's only by a regular issa d'oraisa or drabonon. By shir chazar atmona, even if you're stuck, there's no heta, unless we fire one. Okay. So that was the scenario. Now, what do I do? How do I make this food going to be mutter to eat? The Prima Goldim says, if such a scenario happens, you have your food that was heated by issa on Shabbos. He says, what happens if you take the food off and it cools down? It cools down back to the level where it was before. And that means the whole gain of having hot food is now lost. Do you say, now is mutter? So the Chazdish says, no, Chazdish says it's still osa. Because once you hit it b'Shabbos, it got a din is on this food, and the food is osa across the board, nothing doing, you can't have the food, even if it cools back down. However, the Prima Goldim, Mishpura brings, says that if you are stuck, you can be mekel, as long as it's gone all the way back down to its original level, which is cold in my case, then we mutter to have. So the first thing is I took the food out of the oven, I waited till it cooled down. Now that it cooled down, it's mutter to eat. However, we didn't want to have cold food, so I took this food and put it on top of a pot, beheta, top of a hefzik kadera, on top of the flame, like you do when you want to heat something up on Shabbos. So I waited till it cooled down to the level, which is cold, Prima Goldim says mutter. Then I put it on top of the pot and heated it back up beheta, and this food is now mutter to have. I would have been choish with the chaznish. The maizel was being a shmoshes when she put it on, so it could be it wasn't that much also anyway. So therefore, because of the sofik, we're down the Prima Goldim, and here this food weirdly cools down, you lose any gain you had, and I eat up better. However, this was only because the chicken did not improve with the heat. Had it been a chalon, they improved, it gets better and better as it cooks. Such a chalon, you're stuck. You can't undo the level of taste that's improved. However, the heat, you can always wait till the heat goes down, and then you have no problem at all. Heat it back up better, and you're okay. Right, if there's any liquid, you're running into problems of bishlach, bishlach, b'davalach. Any liquid, you're going to be out. It's got to be this completely dry food. Then you have no problem. Which brings me to the next story. I remember when I was in yeshiva. It was Bochum Friday night. I wanted to have cholent. And there they had the cholent in the oven. Big oven. And some Bochum Friday night took the cholent out. They took cholent. And they put it back in the oven. No one knew. No one was any the wiser. Everyone was happy. However, one Bochum saw. And he went to ask his Rav, and he said, I remember something, someone said something about Chazara, and the Rav told him, yeah, you're right, here there was no blech, took out the oven, put it back in, the shadow of the oven, how you make a blech for an oven, but even in this scenario, the Rav said it was like a problem, it didn't have a blech, and we know the number one rule by Chazara, if you didn't have das, it could be makel, if you put it down, it could be makel, however, the number one rule is a blech, without a blech, there's no mocking to makel by Chazara ever, and in this scenario, there was no blech. The whole yeshiva was going to be stuck. No cholent for the yeshiva. So one person had it. What he thought was a hetter. The Shacharuch, the Ramah says in Rosh Hashanah Gimel, it's muta l'achirim. If you do it, it's a sheikh zara t'mona. It's muta for other people. So he said, great, this bocha we're going to have, but everyone else can have. However, l'achirim, as the Magmaron points out, l'achirim should be poshet. L'achirim means other people who it wasn't intended for. Someone does a ma'ase issa on Shabbos, you can't now say, okay, my wife and kids can have. It's also for whatever this food was intended for. Seeing as here, the cholent was intended for the yeshiva, this bocha messed up the whole yeshiva, and he ensured the cholent was now also to eat for the entire yeshiva. 120 bochrim, no cholent Shabbos morning. It's kamat ashalev kuch nefesh. The cholent was now also.
Maybe because then shliach is a baraveira, so it's not a shliach.
I mean, he can't ask the same for someone else. Lemaisa said this story was actually the gab of the kitchen, it was the bocha was in charge, and therefore here, I don't know if you'd say that, because his job to check out and watch over the food. Levi said the best eater in this case was, there was another yeshiva down the road, similar size to yeshiva. What we did was very simple, you take your cholent down the road and swap cholent with them. Theirs didn't taste half as good as ours. However, you swap cholent with them, they have yours, you have theirs. Fa'achirim is muta. So for us to have the cholent would be asa, for them to have his muta. Part exchange, and everyone's happy. Yes, there was an Eretz Yisrael at the time, they were lying on the Eruv. However, if you wouldn't have this solution, you'd be stuck, the cholent would be also to eat. I remember in Eretz Yisrael, this person came to me, he said that he came on Friday night, here by his parents-in-law, when he came Friday night, he made the cholent just before Shabbos. Okay, so that was a shaila in itself. But L'choyah was ready or cooked slightly before Shabbos, Machal Ben Drusoy. Okay, came on Friday night, and the cholent was burning. Didn't know what to do. So he knew adding water on Shabbos is the bishul. So he added ketchup. He added ketchup to the cholent, mixed it around, put it back on, and now he said to me, you know, it's okay. So we have to go slow. Firstly, there is the derais of bishul. So it depends. If ketchup is a dovalach, if it's a liquid, something that pours, then it'd be isa of bishul, bishlach, bishul, dovalach. If it's a solid, it wouldn't be isa bishul. So what is ketchup? Is it a liquid? Is it a solid? Hard to say. Okay, let's be makel and say, let's say it wasn't an isa bishul, let's say it is a solid. Fine. However, he has a much bigger problem on his hands. He has a problem of
Magus.
Sorry? Magus as well, okay. Off the flame is a shayla as well, the Kobe is machi, off the flame. Okay, so let's say he would make lo Magus. However, he's got a much bigger problem. He added something to the cholent, like Chazorah and Sin Lachatchila. This ketchup was not on the flame before Shabbos. Now, on Shabbos, it is on the flame. So for all intents and purposes, like he took ketchup and eat it up on Shabbos. If you do that on Shabbos, it's now going to be also. The chayra, his whole cholent, he's stuck now. He can't start getting the ketchup out. And even if you say the shishim against the cholent, we bottle the shishim, however, something that's given for the taste, most of the time is going to be also. Even if the shishim, now the ketchup gives a strong taste to the cholent, the cholent is now also for him to eat. The chayra, the whole Shabbos, there's no eater. Also, well, okay, we talk about now. So this cholent will be also for him to have on Shabbos. Tell him, put it in the fridge. Come to my house, you have some my cholent, it's too bad, he's stuck. There was a person who came to a Rav Shabbos morning, he said Friday night, came down in the night, and he smelled the cholent was burning. So he added water to the cholent, beheta. There's two ways to do it, either you take the cholent pot and put it under your hot water in, add water, hold it in your hand, so it goes from the heat element of the kettle to the heat element of the pot, which is going to be mutar, straight chazara from one mechem le mechem. Or what you can do is, people are unaware, but you can even take a third kli, take a cup, fill up with water. Oh, we discussed this, right? And fill up with water, and then you pour into the chalet. It's also no problem, as long as this water goes from the kettle to your cup in your hand, and from your cup in your hand into the pot, doesn't go down, you got dust, water and chazara, no problem. That's what he did. Great, his chalet now wasn't burning anymore. He went back to bed, slept very happily. The chalet's going to be safe and sound for the next morning. The next morning he comes down, and he makes himself a coffee, and the coffee's cold. And he looks, and he sees the Shabbos kettle was never plugged in. What's he do now? So, he's got a bunch of problems on his hand.
He doesn't know exactly where the Shabbos kettle went off.
No, it wasn't plugged in, it was never plugged in. So first he has the Isderaisa of Bishul. Oh, so he's Eilim Uschaven here. So first you have to handle this. You have to go in order. Firstly, Be'etim, this is the Isderaisa. It could be he wasn't over because Eilim Uschaven, he didn't realize what he's doing. It could be Mesasa, it could be Shoigin, depends on how you look at it. But Be'etim, this is the Isderaisa of Bishul. He eats up this water based on Shabbos. Now even if that would be Mutta, there's another problem here of Chazara, Nesin Lechatzchila, Chazara, putting water straight on the flame on Shabbos. So I was thinking at the time that L'chayre should be also, because even if you would say it Muta al Tabishul, if you said Deraisa Mokum Terech, you got the Gon, to rely on Rabbi Yehuda, be Mekel. However, you got another problem here of Shia Chazara Tmono. He did Chazara on Shabbos. For Issa, he put this water, went from a cold clear, which is under no heat source, to a heat source on Shabbos. So L'chayre, the challenge now also. So someone told me a different Svara. The Mais, I checked up after, there's a Sefer, which I think they've got here. Sefer, two volumes with a few thousand pages just on Sheikh Zahra Tzmona. And he brings a Chazanesh, some Chavav, I think is. Chazanesh says that when you have Issa Daraisa, like Bishul, and you have Issa Drabonon of Sheikh Zahra Tzmona, he says if you have Issa Daraisa of Bishul, you have the Daraisa, which is the Ike Issa here, he says there's no Mokum Chazal to make the Issa Drabonon. Issa Drabonon is when there's no Daraisa. So Chazal says Issa Drabonon. But if it's Daraisa, how can he say there's a Mokum for the Drabonon? Rabbanon has no standing here, because David the Raisa. So there's no Mokum Chazal to put the Gzira. So if that's true, Chazesh Klezbati is too studded. If that's true, then this water is always the Raisa of Bishul. So as the Raisa of Bishul, we can be Makel, besides of Mesasik, even without Mesasik, but David you rely on Rabbi Yehuda, like the God, Mishmur brings. And he can be Makel to have this water heated up on Shabbos. And if that's true, then he wouldn't have a problem with the Rabbanon. So this water could be this person, how much of a pickle he's in, it could be he's the safest of everyone. Of all the stories, he's the one that could be Mutta. Because the water was over the Daraisa. And in this case, it was better to be over the Daraisa, where there'd be no Knas. Rather, if it's a Rabbanon, there would be a Knas. So the Chaznish clears about it. It's a Sofik, it could be Mekel by a Knas. If it's a Sofik, this person can have his challenge on Shabbos, his coffee will be cold, his challenge will be hot, and the Chayyab will be Mutta for him to have his challenge on Shabbos. There was a person who came to his parents on Shabbos. He was coming to his parents for Shabbos. He told his parents, you know what? I'll make the challant. You make Friday night, I'll make the challant. And he had this crock pot and he made the big challant. It was all cooked. All ready to eat. Everything was fine and dandy. And he brought to his parents' house. And in the rush, they realized the challant forgot to be plugged in. So you have your crock pot with the challant fully cooked, nice and warm. But it hadn't been plugged in, and it was Shabbos now. What do you do now on Shabbos? So here, there's no problem with Bishul at all. Everything was fully cooked. You got a problem of, again, Chazara, heating up this stuff on Shabbos. How do you heat up on Shabbos? In this case, the crock pot he took from his house was still boiling hot. And again, it was still, as we said earlier, the piece underneath was still boiling hot. The element was still hot. The mela, it's like it's still on the heat source. There'd be no problem to take this challenge and put it onto a hot plate or something else on Shabbos. Heyos, the heat source is still hot. Even though he transported it, it was like a portable oven. But since it had the heat source was still boiling hot, it's not like it came off the fridge, off the floor, off something else. It's like it came from an oven to take this crock pot, the challenge, or the crock pot, and put it into another heat source. It'll be mutter on Shabbos, no problem at all. And Bishul's not a problem, it's all fully cooked. As the famous Shaila, Shem Zalman brings, this father told his son to switch on the hot plate for Shabbos, and the kid forgot, and he suddenly saw on Shabbos he hadn't switched on, and he was very scared of his father, so he quickly switched on the hot plate on Shabbos. So now, this food, when Shabbos came in, was not on any heat source. No problem. Bishul, let's say, it was all cooked. But it was on no heat source. Now on Shabbos, it was put on for the first time on a heat source on Shabbos. What's the halacha here? Similar to the power cut, someone has a power cut on Shabbos. The Moshul Nerit Stroll, someone has a power cut, and there's Yidden running the electricity, someone uses electricity. And after a few minutes, it goes back on. How do you go back on? Because the people in the place where they make the electricity switched on, and it was a Yid. So here you got another problem. It's like Chazara came off the heat source, rather the heat source went away, and now it came back on. So if the hot plate remained hot, it was just a short few minutes, there's no problem at all. Because it still has a din of a kira, has a din of an oven. As long as you have selected by the heat source, and now it went back on, it just went back into the status of remaining as an oven. However, if it went cold, the hot plate, and now the guys in the place where they do the, they switched it on, this food now, it's like it went straight onto heat source on Shabbos. So can you have an off from this food on Shabbos? So there's a famous psak of Rabbi Yashiv, where he's machmeh, he says, no, Eden took this chalon, kilo to the chalon, and put it onto heat source on Shabbos. However, Shem Zalman's makel heals, the seeing as Chazor is still in your das, still in your das, where you think. And as long as this hot plate, to you, you're not doing any ma'is chazara, to you in your mind, it's like it's still on the heat source. You haven't done actual ma'is chazara, and it's toilet in your das as well. We know when you take the chalon off, you have the das put back on. He says, when it's sitting on the hot plate, it's like it's still in your hand. So if you take the chalon off the heat source, when the power goes, and hold in your hand for 20 minutes till the power goes back on, that'll be mutter. Like anytime you take a pot off, hold it in your hand, you have das, put it back on. So to here, this hot plate is better than your das, it's better than in your hand, because it's mamish on the heat source, even though it's off, Shem Zalman's makel, and so no problem. So back to the shaila with the kid, there are those who want to say a similar savara here, because the father put on the hot plate, he thought the hot plate was on, and therefore, this food is like it stayed, remained on a heat source, and therefore they want to be makel. The shaila whether it's true or not, this far how it works, especially if it wasn't on a heat source originally. But that was the shaila at the time. There were some who were makel, some who were machmeh. Sorry? Yeah, but seeing as in his das was like it was on the hot plate, it was like Kilo, he took off the flame before Shabbos, and he held it in his hand, and 2 hours into Shabbos he put on the hot plate. As long as it remained hot, no problem with Bishlo, it was solid, it'd be no problem. Chazar doesn't need to be immediate, as long as you like. As long as that's what it's like here. It's like it's on the hot plate, which is like, it's better than in your hands, because remember it's on the heat element, even though it's off. And now in my corner, there would be a tzad to be makel. Okay, I'm not sure what this paskin exactly in the case of the kid, but here the lomzus, why it should be muta, because like we did the other. Sorry? Oh. So the fact that he switched on, it was a child, and he could say it's not mamshad arayt, it depends how you look at it. It's a shal of electricity, but if you don't worry so much about the melacha Shabbos here, because as a child, I'll say Sheikh Hazat Munus will be a problem.
The hot plate score of the cotton, the one that was on a electric gas cooker, it's not score of the cotton, so
Right.
So that's
the start we make still. Because the only reason why you need it is because Chazara, but here's Kili didn't do Chazara. It likely remained on the whole time. I remember I was once in a certain, it was a Kiddush, so made, and the chalon, it was before the heard chalon, it was the Kiddush, and before davening came, and he saw chalon wasn't bubbling properly, and it was on a blech, so the guy slid the blech out from under the pot. So it's similar to the shayla, his kiddush of this pot now went from a blech onto a heat source. So how do you look at this? Do you say that this pot remained in the same place the whole time, just he slid the blech out? Or you say, no, it's like you took this pot and put it on a flame on Shabbos. L'choira is like you put it on the flame on Shabbos because it had a blech and now it doesn't have a blech. Simply for that shayla, when Shabbos came in, it didn't have a blech. Although, a blech on a hot plate, so shayla, I know, in this year he said that it doesn't need. But I say, there are machlokes about it, some people do, some people don't. If you see someone has a blech on a hot plate, there are machmirim, there are makilim, there's a shayla in itself. Okay, so that was the shayla with the kid. There was someone who came for Shabbos and saw his crock pot was all cooked but wasn't on, and he called a goy. He called the guy to switch on Shabbos. His shayla was there of Bishul Akum. His guy switched on Shabbos. So it's Amir Akum, he decided to be makel, but he had the problem now of Bishul Akum, and which means the food is off, and the bleas of the food went into the pot. So does he have to cash in the pot, which was Kharas, a bigger problem. Sorry? Ooh, depends who you ask. It was an Eretz Yisrael, and Eretz Yisrael challenged one of the most choshev food. I remember Israeli yeshiva there, and every Chanukah they asked the Baruchim, what do you want for the Chanukah Mesebet? They could choose whatever they liked. It was steak, lamb chop, whatever they wanted. And every year they chose challenged. By them, challenged was the most choshev food they could ever dream of. So it could be, it depends in certain circles, it is chashuv. But if not, then it definitely wouldn't be a problem b'shalachim yet. There was a story of an old man who had a goy working in his house, like a au pair looking after him. And the cholim was burning out, and the goy added water to the cholim on Shabbos, which is the same shayla again. You have to dan, bishul, amir al-akum, but he didn't tell him, the goy is doing it for you, because Sheikh Zara Tmona putting on Shabbos. Just to end off with that tomorrow. Tomorrow as well is a problem as well. You got to be careful. Anytime you wrap food on Shabbos, very negay, come to people's houses, you see the cholim on the stove with the soup, and you throw a towel over it, you've got a shayla about tomorrow every time. You be very careful. And the same as Sheikh Hazar, so to tomorrow, if you do it on Shabbos, this food is also to eat. You'll be very careful. I remember when I was in Meir, 1 week, the gas, I'm not sure what they have, gas or electricity, whatever it is, went off or out, and they had these huge pots, Meir-sized pots of cholim. 2 o'clock in the morning, they're stuck. What do you do now? This challenge is going to be cold. You've got, I don't know, a few thousand people the next morning. What are you going to do with this challenge? And they ran to him, Rosh Hashanah, he was up learning. So what should he do? If you do a regular atmona, the atmona was the only solution at the time. To do a regular ma'aseh atmona would be a problem because you just atmona on Shabbos. It's also, I know it's also, but if you did do it, it'd be also to eat. You wouldn't even gain. The food would still be, not unedible, but still be not possible to eat. Even I have cold challen or also challen. What do you do? So Rav Nosson Svi said, "Posh teitzah." The halacha is by atmona. If you take it out of the pot it was cooked in and put it in another pot, mimeichim lemeichim, put it in another pot, then Chazal said there's no problem about atmona. I mean, the person wants to eat to atmona, wants to wrap his pot on Shabbos, take it out of where it was cooked, put it into a pot B, and pot B you're not allowed to wrap. Said Rav Nosson Svi, very simple. Get a bunch of bochrim, take a while, scoop out this challen. Giant ladles, start scooping all out into another pot, wrap up the other pot, and that's what they did. I remember the next morning, cholam wasn't boiling, slightly warm, better than cold, and that was the solution at the time. Otherwise, it would have been a problem for atmona. So you got to watch out, atmona as well could be a problem on Shabbos. And therefore, we have to always bear this in mind, Shil Chazar atmona, the three drabonans, which across the board, even b'shoigig, even b'dieved, are always going to be also to have on Shabbos, and therefore, you're doing something wrong on Shabbos, watch out, don't make sure it's not Shil Chazar atmona, and it'll be okay to have your food on Shabbos. Yeah. Right, off the flame.